None but the hungry heart. 8:29. Rise up, my love. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. It is sad to have to say that the present-day church is so earthly that it is of little earthly use. Sir, we read in John 12:21, we would see Jesus. The great failure of the church was in giving up Paul. All, we read, in Asia did not give up evangelical truth, but they gave up Paul. Anything popular you may have, but not Paul. Why? Because Paul is heavenly. It is essential that a believer have a clear understanding of his position before the Father, his place in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. This alone will give true peace of mind, joy, and comfort of heart, strength for the conflict, and power for service. We will never be able to properly understand or fill our place for God on earth if we do not realize our God-given standing before him in heaven. And never forget that our place before the Father is his gift, and a gift worthy of the giver, not a gift according to the measure of our worth, but a gift intended to display the exceeding riches of the grace of the giver. The greatness of the giver, then, is the measure of the blessings that are mine in the Lord Jesus Christ, not what I am or what I deserve. When you see and stand on your heavenly ground, you come to rest, just as the Father rests. You need not worry, only keep on that ground by your attitude of heart. If you are going to worry, if you must worry, worry lest you get down on earthly ground, for that is the ground of worry. Abide above. Heavenly things are in safe keeping, for the keeping of one who is far above. For ye have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3.